News release. Opera review. About the same time as pumpkin spice lattes hit the coffee shops, Opera Review will be hitting the road for their Ruckus, On the Road, an Opera Review tour. Join us for an unforgettable evening of operatic magic, without any of the snobbery. Thursday, October 19th, Peterborough. Market Hall. Thursday, October 26th, Barry. Georgian Theatre. Friday, November 10th, Ridgeway. The Sanctuary. Friday, November 17th, Windsor. Capitol Theatre. Sunday, November 19th, Picton. Regent Theatre. Link for full info and tickets. From heart-wrenching tragedies to comedic, satirical parodies, this review will take you on a journey through the diverse world of opera. Ruckus, On the Road, an Opera Review tour combines classic arias, duets, and ensemble pieces, in an irreverently fun, and non-traditional way. A great way to introduce new audiences to opera, and for opera lovers to experience the art form. So many people in smaller cities and towns are curious about opera. But when you've got to spend hours in traffic traveling to the Big Smoke, and then have to fork out money for expensive tickets, don't even get us started on parking downtown, it's no wonder many get deterred. So we thought we'd bring the show to you. Opera in a fun, accessible and affordable package, said soprano Danny Friesen. Opera Review's mission is to circumvent the stigmas and barriers that block many from hearing live opera music. Over 5 years, through accessible, fun, and affordable performances in Toronto bars including the Emmett Ray, Castro's Lounge, Drame Taberna, Dakota Tavern, and Granite Brewery, Opera Review have built a generationally diverse community that includes opera lovers, opera performers, and the opera curious. Their sold-out 2022 gala show at the Revival Club saw them garner a feature interview in the Toronto Star with this observation. Could events like Opera Reviews be opera's greatest hope for survival? Joshua Chong, Toronto Star, December 2022. About Opera Review. Opera Review began with the question, why does opera get such a bad rap? And they came up with several answers. It's expensive. You have to dress up. It's snobby. You can't drink, except during intermission. You can't talk. It's snobby. You can't get up and move around. And it's snobby. So, that's what they have set out to change. Opera Review is a great way to introduce opera to people who have never seen it before, as well as a new way for opera lovers to enjoy it. By performing opera and art song in a casual bar setting, audiences can feel comfortable to talk, drink, and to share the experience with those around them. The goal is to take away the exclusive nature of opera and make it accessible for all. Opera Review was founded in 2017 by soprano Danny Friesen. Pianist Claire Elise Harris joined the company in 2018, and baritone Alexander Hayek rounded out the team in 2021. Through monthly opera performances, Opera Review has built a generationally diverse community that mixes opera lovers, opera performers, and the opera curious, with new young audiences finding it fun rather than daunting. During the COVID-19 crisis, Opera Review put out weekly comedic operatic parody videos online to connect with their community digitally, while drawing in new audiences.